This is Tamara Wallace on the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm visiting with Gary Miller-Shasky from Lakin, Kansas. He's also a commissioner with the Kansas Wheat. Gary, can you tell us how your harvest has been going for you down here in Lakin?
Well, actually, this year's wheat harvest, it's so much better than last year. Last year, we were so dry, we had a lot of wheat that never emerged until May, and there was a lot of abandonment a year ago. Now, this year, we had moisture, got a good stand, and everything was looking so good up until the Super Bowl. We even had a snow in, late January, early February, and it was looking like, hey, we're going to have a really good crop. Well, then, like the Super Bowl, we didn't have any moisture from then till like the end of May. However, this area north of Lakin or northern Kearney County has a lot of really good deep soils. And there were some fields, I said, man, anything can happen out here. This is unbelievable. And I've heard reports there is a lot of fields making 50 to 70, 80 bushels an acre. But it's like a tale of two cities. We also have the central part of the county did not get near the moisture, and we've got areas that's 30 bushel wheat. We've got areas 40, 50, up to 80. And then, of course, here come Mother Nature a few weeks ago. And like, I know my boys got one quarter. I swear it would have been 75 bushel wheat. And let's say the appraiser said 0.7. And I can show you field after field that is been held out, or we're wrapping up. We've got about a section to go, and we're cutting wheat that's in the 20 bushel range. We've had some as low as 10 bushel where the hail just took its toll, and it is what it is. But for the most part, so much better than last year. We've got a lot of really high test weights, good looking wheat, not weedy, not trashy, just let's just say U.S. wheat's going to have some good wheat to export this year.
And you being on the Kansas Wheat as a commissioner, can you tell us a little bit about what you do with them?
Okay, so currently I actually am even the chairman of the Kansas Wheat Commission, and our job primarily is we have a 2 cents a bushel. It's not a wheat tax. It's just what we get from the producer, that's our budget, and then we use that for research and development of new varieties. We also use it for training to help with like ag in the classroom, extension projects, wherever there's, the extension has certain test plots and stuff, we help with all that. But it's primarily for research and development's what we do. And then we also are a member organization of what is U.S. Wheat Associates, and that is what pushes for exports to get this wheat into other countries. Not only just here, all 6 classes of wheat. And believe it or not, I'm actually been elected to, and now I'm at our summer meeting, I'll be installed as the oncoming Secretary Treasurer for U.S. Wheat, which will eventually, I'll be the chairman of the national organization.
Very good. And you have a diversified farm. Can you tell us about that, Gary?
Well, so we are in western Kansas, and it's a borderline desert. And the way I look at it, it's an average. So, yeah, it may be a desert at one point. And then before you know it, it's a rainy area. It's muddy. Farmers always complain. But typically, we get an average of about 16 to 18 inches a year. And then what we do mostly here, we'll have milo or corn on a third of our ground. A third of our ground is wheat, and then a third of our ground is fallow, so it sets idle. With that all being said, I also have a cow-calf operation that, to me, they're scavengers. After we have row crop, they'll go out and clean up anything that's left over, and then that's what makes them happy, and they fill the gap, and we get some cheaper feed for the cows, and it kind of works.
Gary, just one last question. When do you think you'll wrap up harvest?
Well, it depends on this machine that just broke down, but I would like to think tomorrow evening it's going to be about time for the lady to sing.
Well, Gary, we do thank you for taking the time to visit with us on our 2024 Kansas Wheat Harvest Tour, or the Wheat Harvest Tour for KFRM. And again, that was Gary Miller-Shasky from Lakin, Kansas, and he is the commissioner, one of the commissioners for the Kansas Wheat, and soon to be with the U.S. Wheat. So we do appreciate it, and I'm Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.